B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A homeless man in Florida went on a car vandalism spree on Monday, smashing nearly 20 vehicles before getting tired and falling asleep on a nearby bench. I'd be wiped out, too.
I am pooped.
When questioned by authorities, he said it happened because Donald Trump owes me $1 trillion.
Oh, that's a lot.
So you can understand.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
The sheriff's office identified the man as 30-year-old Justin James Wilson and said he damaged at least 20 cars and more that were parked at the Holiday Inn Resort.
Well, he'll certainly be able to make bail once he gets that trillion.
Yeah, the sheriff's office stated Wilson faces 14 counts of felony criminal mischief and 6 counts of misdemeanor criminal mischief for an estimated $30,000 in damages to at least 20 cars.
It's nothing to a trillionaire.
When deputies located him, he said, "Take me to jail. I did it because Donald Trump owes me $1 trillion and these vehicles belong to the mafia." So that should have cleared it up right there.
Okay, yeah.
There is a strange new beauty trend, Kathy. I want you to hear about this.
Oh, God, all what? Right.
It's on social media where women are using glue to create fuller lips.
Okay.
And at first I thought maybe, well, they're just layering the glue on top or something. Listen to this. So the new beauty hack is an alternative. That's a good band name, Beauty Hack.
Beauty Hack.
Is an alternative to lip fillers, and it involves applying strong adhesive like lash glue or even super glue right above the top lip, and then you fold your lip up and stick it to the glue.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Wait, what?
And it creates the illusion of a bigger,
like
fuller top lip. Yeah.
Stop. Yeah, you're
gluing it
that's
up.
That's insanely stupid.
Yep.
So stupid.
But it looks so natural.
Yeah. The trend originated on video sharing app TikTok before making its way onto Twitter. So
why not just, like, get a ring through the top part of your lip, run a string up through your nose, and pull it up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It might be next, Steve.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why not?
Never know. A San Francisco business owner says a homeless man has bitten him twice in the last 4 months, and he's had enough of it.
Enough of this.
The victim owns the Harvest Urban Market in the city's Soma neighborhood. He says homelessness and drug problems are fueling the violence. Police arrested 29-year-old Adam Asherbrock for the biting attacks. He was charged with aggravated assault and battery. The business owner says that he often finds homeless people selling and doing drugs inside his restrooms. Said about every half hour to hour.
Wow.
We have some kind of incident, another theft, violence, crazy people walking around, or people who need mental health help. And he said there's needles everywhere. He said that there should be facilities where people can do drugs. But he's been bitten twice by the same guy. Well, a French company has been found liable for the death of an employee who had a cardiac arrest while having sex with a stranger on a business trip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Paris court ruled.
How the hell does that happen?
They ruled that his death was an industrial accident.
Yeah.
And that the family was entitled to compensation. The firm had argued the man was not carrying out professional duties when he joined a guest in her hotel room. But under French law, an employer is responsible for any accident occurring during a business trip.
Any accident at all.
Yeah.
So if he had been in this hotel room and he had OD'd?
Yeah, I guess so. The man, named as Xavier X, was working as an engineer for TSO, a railway services company based near Paris. He died at a hotel during a trip to central France in 2013 as a result of what the employer called an extramarital relationship with a perfect stranger. The company challenged the decision by the state health insurance provider to regard the death as a workplace accident. The provider defended its position by insisting that sexual activity was normal, like taking a shower or a meal.
Uh-huh.
In its ruling, the Paris Appeals Court upheld this view, and an employee on a business trip is entitled to social protection over the whole time of his mission and regardless of the circumstances, it said.
I could see the travel. I could see, you know, that. But if he's a hooker seems or like an extramarital affair seems like a voluntary thing, you know?
It does, but it also doesn't seem like an unnecessarily dangerous thing, like doing drugs or something that's illegal.
That's true.
So, I don't know. It's still, I mean, dude, you know, come on. This is, here's a good story. Somebody picked something up at a thrift shop. And a bargain hunter in Hertfordshire, England, listed a small vase that he got purchased at a local thrift shop on eBay and could not have expected their $1.23 investment to turn into almost $100,000.
Oh, these stories drive me crazy.
I know. The vase, which stands at a mere 8 inches tall, was picked up for the next and was picked up for next to nothing, but it got a lot of attention once it appeared on eBay. Art collectors flocked to the listing, prompting the unnamed owner to take it off the bidding and have it appraised.
Wow.
And now it will appear in a fine art auction where it is expected to make its seller very, very happy.
And, Preston, there's word that a nude trillionaire is interested in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was originally made for an 18th century Chinese emperor who reigned between 1735 and 1796.
Wow.
And now, centuries later, it somehow found its way to the shelves of a charity shop. So they're expecting maybe $100,000 to be picked up for that. Wow. Let's see. We'll wrap with this story. How about this? An alcoholic died after his wife locked him in his makeshift shed to stop him from drinking.
So did he have booze in the shed?
He did not. Oh. Jonathan Daunter suffered carbon monoxide poisoning when he turned on a motorcycle that he kept inside.
Oh,
jeez. He was discovered unconscious on the floor an hour later by his wife, Kim. An inquest heard that she had shut her husband inside the shipping container for his own safety while she went shopping. When she returned home, she found him slumped inside the container and he had died later that day. An inquest heard the 44-year-old mother was terrified of leaving her husband on his own. She feared that he would go off and buy alcohol. When police arrived on the scene to investigate the death, she told officers, "I had to go to Bristol. I dare not take him because he could jump out of the car to go and get alcohol because of being desperate to get drunk."
Do they believe it was a suicide?
They don't know. He had a longstanding dependency on alcohol and had relapsed after seeking help. And detectives probed his death and ruled out foul play. So,
I mean, you'd have to know running that would kill you.
All right, we need to end on a happy
note. Happy note.
I'll do something better. This is fun.
More nude vandals.
No, a pet owner caught his dog using his son's potty training toilet in the middle of the night.
No way.
The man, who is from California, said that the dog circled the potty a few times before actually using it correctly take a dump.
That's awesome.
The dog's owner said that he realized what his dog did the next day. Initially, he assumed that his wife had forgotten to clean their son after he used the potty. When he checked the cameras, he was shocked. He said, "I got home from work at 5 a.m. and noticed poop in my son's training toilet and thought it was how weird that my wife missed this." And I checked the cameras, and this is what I found.
Do you think the dog simply saw the kid doing it?
I don't know.
Or read about it?
It's a smart dog. Yep. All right, and there you go. That's what I have for the Bizarre File. A little happier ending today.
That is it, yes.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Officers from Sweden's National Bomb Squad put a preschool in lockdown on Tuesday because one of the little kids brought a grenade to school.
Hey, the old grenade to school.
Yeah, staff at the kindergarten in the southern Swedish city of Kristianstad.
You forgot your grenade.
Called the police after discovering the suspicious item in the evening after children left for the day. Police realized it was a grenade and decided they should call the bomb squad. Detonation experts assessed the device and they deemed it too dangerous to move. A lot of times you hear they're inert. This one was the real deal.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was then dismantled in a controlled environment at the kindergarten. The child had found the ammunition in a field used by the military for training exercises.
That's a great place to play.
Yeah, isn't it, though? Go play in the bomb field.
Yeah.
A 47-year-old woman from Sacramento, California, is in a coma after using face cream.
What?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The woman stumbled into
She applied it with a hammer?
That might put you in a coma.
Yeah.
The woman stumbled into the ER earlier this summer with slurred speech and complained of numbness in her face and hands. Soon after, she slipped into a semi-comatose state, and she had been in that state for weeks.
Wow.
Health officials say that they've tracked the cause back to mercury poisoning from the face cream that she bought in Mexico. The unidentified woman's son said in an interview that his mom went to the hospital in July. Doctors asked for a list of all the cosmetics she used and sent them out for tests. and it was discovered she used a Pond's branded cream.
Pond's is a name brand.
Yeah, is used to lighten skin and remove wrinkles and dark spots, contained high levels of methylmercury, a poisonous variety of mercury. Less than 20 micrograms of mercury per liter of blood is normal, but she had more than 2,600 micrograms per liter. The company issued a statement noting that it does not use mercury in its products and promising to work closely with all authorized retailers to be sure the products remain intact and safe for use for shipment to shelf. That's wild, man. Let's see. All right, here we go. A 37-year-old Delaware woman who had no idea she was pregnant gave birth to a baby girl in the toilet.
Yes, I saw this.
Yeah, Carla Collazo, who had been trying to get pregnant for years, said back in August she started having severe back pains while she was in the bathroom. She called her sister-in-law for help.
And doctors had told her she wouldn't be able to have kids.
Yeah, so her sister-in-law, Alexandra Santos, said it just happened so fast, everything just came out. She said that she yelled for Collazo to open her legs to see what was going on.
A dramatic recreation.
And they were both shocked to discover that she was giving birth to a baby girl.
That's insane.
Santos called the paramedics who coached her through the process. She said that she has a placenta in her hand and I have a baby in my hand. She was freaking out and I'm telling her that we have a baby. We have to save her. Collazo said that she hadn't gained any weight during her pregnancy. And although her ankles swelled up, she thought it was because that she had been on her feet all day.
And she'd been told she couldn't have them. And there you are.
She explained, I was just in shock. She named the baby Amora Rose, who weighed just over 2 pounds. So she was taken to the hospital, and she's been gaining weight and doing very well. Collazo said the baby will be coming home in a few
weeks. You hear
weeks.
Stories like that, and you know, people, you know, if you look at this woman, she's not ridiculously large where it would go unnoticed, but it was crazy.
Well, the baby was only 2 pounds.
Yeah, well, there you go. Oh,
so, wow. You know, yeah, they sometimes they come in underweight like that.
Yeah.
For some reason, their body doesn't react quite like most women do when they get pregnant. Let's see. We'll do one more story and then we'll wrap it up. Zoo Bar, a bar in Lincoln, Nebraska, recently received a very bizarre confession letter in the mail. The letter was a confession from an anonymous person who apologized for breaking their bar sign 45 years ago. And so they sent them $500.
Oh, my God.
This came out of nowhere. It weighed on their minds or consciousness for
The bar
45
owner,
years.
The bar owner was shocked because the sign hadn't been recently damaged. The letter read, 45 years ago, I broke the Zoo Bar sign. Here's my restitution. And the envelope apparently had no return address on it. Pete Waters, the bar owner, wonders what made him want to make amends now. He said, did this really torment them all that long, or is it something else that inspired them to do that? Waters has owned the bar for 18 years and started working at the bar 33 years ago as a bartender. The owner at the time that the sign-breaking incident had taken place had passed away.
You know what it could be? Is that when you make amends when you are getting sober?
Yeah.
And you try to make restitution for things that you've done in the past? It could be that.
Maybe. Although Waters has no clue who wrote the letter, he'd like to thank him. He said, it's really humbling to know that somebody cared enough to about this place that they wanted to make it right.
That's wild.
$500. Yeah, it might be that, Steve.
Yeah.
I never really considered that.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.